The following are also Misham client Bekar, they're considered client Bekarim and are also Lechatchila. But for the Eved, if he did so, it would not be Kaddish, it would not become Asr Ba'ana, he wouldn't have to burn it. Ma'isr Chorban Akarim, what's left of a Chorban Akarim. This is referring to the case of Karachas Akarim that we had previously, which is if you have a large vineyard, the vines in the middle of the vineyard were destroyed. So there's a big patch in the middle of the vineyard without any vine. That Beis Hillel said, if that patch is less than 16 amos from one side to the other, you're not allowed to plant any other type of produce in that patch. So the Chatzchila is also to plant in that patch. But if you did so, as long as you planted 4 amos away from the Karam on either side, even though it's also, it would not become cutters, it would not become Asr Behano. Ma'isr Machwa Karam. If you plant in what's left of a Machwa Karam. Machwa Karam we had previously, which is, if you have a fence that's around the vineyard, we said that if there's less than 12 amos between the vines and the fence, you're not allowed to plant any other type of produce between the fence and the vines. Now, if you did plant over there in the Machwa Karam between the fence and the vines, if you are marking 4 amos away from the vines, even though it's also, it would not be cut up, it would not become Asr Ba'ana, since the place where you planted is at least 4 amos away from the vines. Ma'isr Pisgei Aretz, if you plant it with blood, of a gap in an aris. An aris, we said previously, are vines that are supported by a trellis. We said if you have a fence, and you planted 2 vines next to the fence, on one end of the fence, and then there's a big gap, you didn't plant any vines next to the middle of the fence, and then at the other end of the fence, you planted 3 more vines. If the gap between the 2 vines on one end of the fence and the 3 vines at the other end of the fence is less than 8 amos and a tefach, you're not allowed to plant any other type of produce next to the fence between the vines. But if you did so, as long as you distance the produce that you planted 6 fachim away from the vines on either side, bidi evid, it would not become kadosh, even though you're not allowed to plant in that gap. Ma'isr apithrias, if you plant in what's left of a trellis. We have said previously that if you have a trellis and only part of the trellis is supporting a vine, but the other part of the trellis is not supporting a vine, and we said you're not allowed to plant any produce underneath the trellis, even underneath the side of the trellis that's not supporting a vine. But that's only the chatzchila. But if you did plant underneath the other side of the trellis that's not supporting a vine, it would not become cutters, it would not be Asr Ba'ana. You would not have to burn it. If you plant directly underneath a branch of a vine, for example, if you have a vine and a branch sticks out from that vine more than 6 fachim away from the original vine, you're not allowed to plant directly underneath the branch that is sticking out. And if you do so, it would become kadosh. It would be asur b'hana. Both what you plant and the vine would become forbidden b'hana. Ba'avodat ha'gefen. Or if you plant within 6 tefachim of an individual vine, as a dinit, that a single vine that doesn't have the status of a karam, you can't plant within the avoda of the vine, within the space that is needed to work on the vine, which is 6 tefachim. And if you plant other types of produce within 6 tefachim of a vine, it would become Asr Ba'ana. You'd have to burn the vine and the produce that you planted there. For Arba Amos of a Karam, Harielum, and Scotches, and so too, somebody who plants other types of produce within 4 Amos of vines that have the status of a Karam, if you have 5 vines that have the status of a Karam, you can't plant anything within 4 Amos of the Karam. If that's the amount of space that is needed for the Avodas of Karam, you need 4 Amos next to the Karam to work on the Karam, and you can't plant within those 4 Amos if you did so. It would become kadosh, it would become asur b'ana, you'd have to burn the vines and the produce that you planted within 4 amos of the vines. It would be asur b'ana. Sechah Klein Parizayim Mishnah Dalet HaMesachech Es Gavna Agabi Tvuaso Shochaver. Somebody who has vines in his property and his friend has grain growing in his property and he overhung the vines over his friend's grain, he caught that his vine would be overhung his friend's grain. Hareza kideish v'chayev b'achor yusuf. His friend's grain would become kadosh, it would become asur b'ana. This is client, the karam. And he is responsible to pay the damages that he caused his friend. And since he went ahead with his own hands and took his vines and caused them to overhang his friend's grain, so he has to pay for the loss that his friend incurred. And even those that hold that you're not chayev to pay Dina Degarmi, not have to pay when you cause an indirect hazard to your friend. But in this case, they would agree that you have to pay since you did it with your own hands. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Imrim, Ain't out of Makadish, Dover, Shaina Shalom. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Hall. But in this case, that the grain is in his friend's field, he doesn't own the grain. Even though he caused the vine to overhang the grain would not become kadosh, it would not become forbidden. Bahana, even though it's client bekerem. And the person cannot cause something that is not his to become usur. And even though, with regard to other isur, such as somebody who puts chelev or dam in his friend's pot, certainly his friend's pot will become not kosher, even though he doesn't own his friend's pot. But this case is different. As since the pasuk says about klayim lo tizra karmacha klayim, karmacha implies your own karam. They can only cause your own karam to become usur. But you can't cause somebody else's karam or somebody else's grain, as in this case, the karam belongs to you, but the grain belongs to your friend. You can't cause your friend's grain to become usur from your karam. You can only cause your own karam to become usur by planting there. But you can't cause somebody else's grain to become usur from your karam. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon, in this case, where the vine belongs to you and the grain belongs to your friend, even though you went ahead and caused that your vine would overhang your friend's grain would not become usur b'hanoah at all.